"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mo Kelly, I'm back, and I'm in for John and Ken. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And let's see what's going on with this Southwest Airlines cancellations, delays. Blake Trolley joins me now in studio. Blake, let me just say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. It's good to have you in studio on this day, but what the heck is going on around the country with these cancellations?
Yeah, well, it sounds like a lot of people's holiday breaks are being extended, probably a little bit past when they want them to. Nationwide, we'll start there with the national numbers. The airline has canceled more than 2,500 flights today. And of course, this is hitting airlines here. This is hitting airports, including Orange County, John Wayne, Long Beach, LAX, and Burbank. If you go on Southwest website and you try to get a flight out of one of these airports, largely you will see that these are unavailable through Saturday. In fact, the only ones I was able to find, and they're probably already sold at this point, were from, like, I think it was LAX to Dallas on a Saturday. I was trying different combinations and was able to find that. So good luck there if you're trying to actually book a flight out of Southwest in the next several days. Anyways, I went to Hollywood Burbank this morning, and as soon as I pulled up to the airport, I actually saw a Southwest flight take off, so I made a wish. Inside the airport, I think a lot of people at this point, I was expecting to see some of these massive crowds, but I do think today a lot of the people had kind of gotten word. They were checking ahead as they'd been warned to, so a lot of people at the airport were on flights that were actually taking off on time. I checked the marquee. It was a real mix today between canceled and on time at Burbank. You know, same thing with other airports. But anyways, inside the airport, I did talk to a couple people that were dealing with cancellations. We'll start with this couple. They say they've been trying to get back to Las Vegas for the last couple of days. They were delayed 2 days. They showed up today, and their flight was canceled again.
Seems like Southwest is not trying to do anything to compensate the stranded passengers, and I think that is really awful.
Okay, so let's start with the 2 days, though. What have the last 2 days been like for you?
We had to stay at a facility, hotel, Burbank, that was provided by Southwest. They have adequate accommodations, but, it just something just to meet our needs while we are here. Right.
But so they did put you up for a couple days.
But they don't want to provide us any more
than just those 2 days.
So they said, we're just going to give you 2 days, so if you don't get out of here today, it's on you? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah. Basically. Told us we can pretty much buy our own ticket, and we have to pay for it.
And so that couple says they spoke to an agent, a supervisor, no help. They are considering driving, given that they are going back to Las Vegas. But the man just had surgery, and the woman says she's having vision problems. Again, this was an elderly couple. I want to go to this guy. He had a business trip to Hawaii. The route was to hit San Jose, then Hawaii.
The first leg of it was canceled this morning. Which said, come see a gate agent to get it clarified. And they've told me the whole thing has been canceled. They're overwhelmed. They're having a lot of glitches in their system. They said they could rebook it after the 31st or give me a refund. Those are the only two options available at this time.
And what do you take?
Well, it's on a corporate account, so I'm going to call them and see what they want to do. But I assume it'll be a refund, and I'll just have to rebook later.
Were you a little bit frustrated that you had to come all the way here to get that confirmation that it was canceled? I mean, we just watched you wait in line.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a bummer because the notification said go to a gate agent or call customer service. So as you can imagine, I've been calling customer service, and all you get is a busy signal or just dead air. This is actually booked through a travel agent, so they supposedly have a super secret number they call, and they said that there was just dead air on their end too. So Southwest is having a real rough time right now.
Sadly, you're not the only one.
Absolutely, I definitely am not. And I'm probably in a better situation than a lot of these folks because I'm a half hour away from my house now. So, you know, I'm not trying to get home like a lot of these folks are.
So here's where I think the turn gets interesting. The airline's blaming winter weather, and it is calling the cancellations unacceptable. It says it was fully staffed heading into the holiday weekend, but again, it was hit with this winter weather causing massive delays. The airline says nationally for the next several days, it's going to be operating on, get this, about one third of its schedule. Now, The airline is up against two investigations. President Biden has sounded off on this. The Department of Transportation says it's investigating. And now we're seeing action from the Senate. A senator out of Washington, this is Senator Maria Caldwell. She's the chair of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. She says the issues go beyond weather. She says the committee will again be investigating. She took aim at airline companies, saying they're failing to adequately communicate with people during cancellations. And she says consumers deserve an updated consumer refund rule. And again, with the Department of Transportation, they're also looking to see really what caused these cancellations and if what the airport is doing, you know, is it keeping up with its refund policies? I did look into these guys. The airport is letting people, you know, rebook, you know, or fly standby for the next 14 days free of charge. We heard there that people were accommodated hotel rooms, so it sounds like some of that's happened, and people can also turn in receipts for other expenses from these cancellations.
Here's the problem that I have with Southwest's supposed reason for all these cancellations. Yes, we know that bad weather is a variable in the equation, but the bad weather is not just at a Southwest hub. It's affecting most markets on the East Coast and in the South. So it would seem that this level of disruption should be seen by all airlines or most airlines, even up until this point. Last week, it was just about everyone. Right now, it's just Southwest. That's why I think there's something that Southwest is doing or not doing, which is helping to cause this. Is that fair?
Well, it feels like when I used to get bad grades on stuff and I was the only one. You know, it's kind of got that same vibe to it. And the thing is, you know, when it comes to Southwest and it comes to this whole situation, there is some talk, right, with industry experts and even the head of the union for pilots that fly for Southwest saying, no, this comes down to outdated technology, scheduling technology. So I think that's going to be a big part of this investigation as they move forward.
Blake, there's so much more I want to cover about this with you, with Southwest, the airlines in general. And I wonder, something to ponder during the break, whether this stains this particular airlines, stains the industry, because it seems like this is a problem which is becoming more and more prevalent going back to the cancellations, I would say just coming out of the pandemic, and whether we can actually depend on the airlines industry to provide the service and also to be above board in what they do. So let's talk about that on the other side of this break. This is the John and Ken Show. I'm Mo Kelly, in for John and Ken. KFI AM 640. We are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Before the break, KFI's own Blake Trolley had joined me in studio, and we began a conversation about the rampant cancellations of flights for Southwest Airlines. And before the break, Blake, I was wondering out loud whether this is going to stain the airlines more permanently, given the rash, my word, the rash of these cancellations regarding this particular airlines over the past year. We've heard the excuses of it being weather then, weather now, as in W-A-T-H-E-R. And it makes me wonder whether there's something peculiar to Southwest, because it seems like it's happening to Southwest more than any other airlines. And given the general distaste and dislike of the traveling experience, does this at a certain point hit a tipping point where Southwest is going to have to pay for this, lack of a better phrase?
Well, I think it does, and I think you're already seeing some of that action, right? I mean, as we spoke about it, a Senate committee is now looking at this. They're saying that there needs to be changes to the way consumers are refunded and really taking aim at the way airlines communicate with people while, you know, when their flights are canceled. So I think just in that alone, we're already seeing that there is some sort of legislative response to this. And, you know, I certainly think following this, this is going to be one of those things that people are going to remember for the next couple months. And I think we will see some action in the Senate, especially if there is a committee on this. And yeah, I think largely, I mean, just my opinion here, I think largely the Senate's going to see some support on that, especially with refunds. You know, I think people really don't feel too happy with the way refunds work with flights, with airlines. And I think people want an easier refund process.
There is something else, just the general, I'll say, discomfort with traveling. It's not necessarily economical. You can have a $1,000 flight going from here to Portland. I know firsthand. And you can have a flight on Southwest, not be able to choose your seat, or you can go to another airline and they will charge you $30 to $40 to actually choose which seat you'll be in. It seems like it's getting progressively worse, big picture for travelers, saying nothing of Southwest Airlines. And I wonder if there will be any type of alternative, because still flying private is not necessarily cost effective or a viable option for most people. It seems like they have us and there's nowhere for us to go.
Yeah, no, I'm a few bucks short. And I always joke that business class should just be called 90s coach, right? When you book a business class seat, you should just say, yeah, hi, can I have a 90s coach seat? Since this is what it used to be. So I do think that flights have gotten progressively, I mean, we all know that the seats seem like they've gotten progressively much more uncomfortable as they try to get more people on planes. Then you're hearing the conversation bubble up around this Southwest collapse that this could come down to old scheduling equipment. And you're saying, well, if you're packing flights more economically and you're not updating the system, you know, what's going to give? Because I think consumers are pretty fed up.
Well, they're charging for everything. If you have a bag, they're going to charge you for it. If you have a personal item, you can only have a personal item, but you can't have a carry-on. Or they're going to charge you for internet. Or they're going to charge you for the food. They literally charge you for anything other than the gas to gas up the plane. Is there anything that we're getting out of this experience? And this is rhetorical. Is there anything we're getting out of this experience other than just heartache?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's tough. And then again, like, it's like the couples that, you know, the couple we spoke to today, you know, there are, when it comes to flying, some people are flying out of necessity also. So when it, you know, it is a little bit crushing when you think about some of the people that are dealing with this, like the elderly couple I spoke with. I said, well, why don't you just drive back to Las Vegas? And they said, well, look, he just had surgery. I have bad, you know, poor vision. So flying really was our best option. So I think there, and I bet, and I guarantee, especially through the holidays where people are really kind of pulling out the stops to see their families, I think that you're going to get a lot of frustrated people out of this. And I think you're going to see a lot more support for changes. And I think people are ready to see changes and more regulations, because it does seem at this point like it's gotten a little bit excessive, right? When it comes to the experience and the treatment the airline's able to give us.
It would seem like it would be a great opportunity for an airline to separate itself from the rest by focusing on the travel experience of its patrons. In the way, and I used to love Virgin Airlines, loved it before Alaska I think it was Alaska who bought it. And Virgin really considered the experience of the passenger in the way that it laid out its trip from beginning to end. And I don't think any airlines is really focusing on the passenger. I mean, there's some international airlines, if I were to fly like Emirates or something like that, but we don't have anything like that here in the United States in terms of that level of competition to say, you know, there is a way which you could do it. It doesn't necessarily have to be a premium experience financially, but you can have a better experience which focuses on the actual passenger. And at this point, I can't think of an airline which actually does that. They basically say, yeah, what else are you going to do? Where else are you going to go? You're going to have to pay for this here, or you're going to have to pay for that there, because I'm not saying that they collude, but I am saying that they collude.
Well, what, you know, and the other thing to think about here, you're talking about treatment, just treating people better when they get on a flight. I think a lot of people are ready to see better treatment. You know, there's this total disconnect between the price point of flying and the way you get treated. And as you say, it is basically a commodity for people. And, you know, for myself, you know, I'm just speaking for myself here. When I fly, it's expensive. It's a dent to the wallet. It'd be nice to know when my wallet's getting dented that at least it's a nice experience. You know, at least flying comes with some comforts, and at least you're being treated with some level of
respect
or
appreciation,
or hospitality, I guess is the word I'm looking for. Well, that there's some level of hospitality there based on how much you're paying to fly.
I remember a time in which you would get on an airplane and you get an actual meal as part of your flight. They even had actual silverware. They actually catered to you. Now you're lucky if you get some damn peanuts and some orange juice, and that's about it.
Yeah, if you're real lucky, they give you the whole can, the whole Diet
Coke. The whole can, like they're doing something. And you should be pleased.
Doing you a favor.
Yes. Well, I guess we're saying the same thing, but big picture, what is going on right now with Southwest, hopefully will have a ripple effect in the way that the cancellations have had this cascading effect. Hopefully the issues surrounding these cancellations will have a cascading effect and bring about some measurable reform within the industry, because it doesn't matter if only Southwest gets better and gets back to the level of other airlines. That's not enough for me. We need there to be a complete reformation of the industry so everyone can actually benefit from it, because Southwest just gets back to doing things that they were prior to this crisis. Well, nothing has really changed. Nothing has really improved. I would hope that, oh, I forgot to say, last time I flew business class, and this is why this is like a burr in my ass, I flew on Southwest. What I thought was business class, I damn sure know I paid for business class. And what it turned out to be was I got to board in, I don't know, like group A, 1 through 30 or something like that. I got to board earlier. I did not get free internet, even though I was promised that. I didn't get any food, even though there was supposed to be food according to what I was paying for. The only thing I got was I got on the plane earlier and I got off the plane earlier. And the seats weren't any different. They weren't any wider. I didn't get any liquor for free. There was absolutely no benefit to paying the extra dollars. And that's part of the reason I think my experience is indicative of other people's experience. I don't think I'm special. I think I was not the only one who got robbed, if you will, or got taken for paying for a higher class of service that it really wasn't.
Well, you know, one of the craziest things about what you're saying right now, and when we talk about it as an industry as a whole, most industries, the service gets better as time goes on. It's kind of funny that we're talking about the airline industry and we're saying, wouldn't it be nice if it regressed, if it went back into its old ways? I do find that a little bit weird.
Yeah, and I remember a time when I was a child, you used to dress up to travel. You would wear, men at least, would wear a sport coat. It was something that, it was a representation of yourself. Now people don't dress up, and I can't get mad at them. It's like, what are you offering? What is the experience which is consistent with a degree of class?
Yeah, the only thing I do is I make sure I've got a good padded sleeve, you know, for that armrest battle. You got to have a nice puffy sleeve now to make sure you get that armrest.
Yeah, I usually stretch before I get on a plane just in case there's a fight. That's about it. Blake, it's good seeing you.
Hey, thanks, Mo.
This is the John and Ken Show. Mo Kelly here. KFI AM 640. We are live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find. This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
If you ever listen to the Mo Kelly Show, you know that I'm a firm believer of not being a stupid criminal. I'll give you some credit if you come up with something which is really ingenious and really inventive and you make some money. I still want you to go to jail, but I'm saying I'll give you credit at least in that regard. But not on this occasion. Not on this occasion. Let's go to Santa Cruz real quick. Investigators with the Santa Cruz Police Department say 19-year-old Damian Vela was arrested last week for creating fake parking tickets and placing them on vehicles at or near local beaches. And if you examine the fake tickets, they didn't really look a lot like real tickets, but they did have some similar characteristics if you saw them side by side. But there were some cartoon looking palm trees. If you looked at it closer, it's like, this can't be real. But it was fooling some people. They even had QR codes where people could scan and pay their quote-unquote fines. And some people did. Police caught the 19-year-old placing these tickets on cars as of December 21st, and they booked him for unlawful use of a computer system and attempted fraud. Now, that's just local. I just know from my time serving on a federal grand jury, that's wire fraud. Anytime that you use the internet or a phone or email, or in this case, you know, a QR code, which would be considered as the internet, that's wire fraud, and you can serve up to 20 years. And I'm quite sure that the feds have taken notice of this scheme. And from what I read, the scam is just one of many similar parking scams that have been popping up all around the country. Experts try to tell you and me, you know, be wary of these scams. And I think it's more a crime of people not paying close attention. They're not real sophisticated crimes. Like, for example, you can get a QR code for free immediately inside of 5 minutes. And then you can have that QR code, which is basically a barcode of sorts, and it would be pointing back to any website you want where people could input personal information, payment information, and obviously money. And not only do you have their money, but you have their personal information. It's not a sophisticated crime. But as I was saying at the beginning of the segment, it was a dumb way to go about it because ultimately the QR code, the payments, everything tied back to the 19-year-old, and he was caught red-handed placing these tickets on the car. So it's not like he can say, hey, that's not mine, or I have nothing to do with it. He was literally caught in the act of committing the crime. Don't do stupid crimes. Now, I'll give him, if I were to give him any credit, it's that he at least tried something seemingly different. And I tell people all the time, I'm not a criminal, but sometimes I will think like one, and you just can't have all this stuff pointing back to you. If he didn't have the QR code pointing back to him, if he didn't go out and physically place the tickets himself, had maybe someone else do it, then maybe he could have had a better chance of getting away. And Tawala, you know a little something about this. Well, not you know a little something about this, but you understand what I mean when I say, when I talk about young people trying to do stuff and get over, you know, there are smart crimes and there are really dumb crimes. Well, let's turn on Twala's mic.
There we go.
Okay.
There are no new crimes under the sun.
Right. They're just new methods.
New methods. And I know that this young man probably thought, well, hey, half the people that I'm targeting are too stupid to even know how this works. But it only takes one person to say, hey, what the heck? And you're done.
Why didn't he, and I mean this seriously, since he was in a place in which they do ticket, why did he not take an actual ticket and use that as a template
yes.
to make it less obvious that it was a fake?
I'm really uncomfortable with airing out all of our criminal knowledge right. on the air because it makes
Let's
it sound
do it.
Like
Let's
we have,
do it.
But there are speaking. So many different ways that he could have gone about doing this. If he had this technology, as you said, it's not hard to copy the way a ticket looks. He could have put that in a similar envelope and just put it on the windshield. But here's the thing that most of these new age criminals don't do. They don't get out soon enough.
They get greedy.
They got greedy. Everyone that gets into these new crimes, they get greedy, and that's how they get caught.
And he kept going back to the same location.
Never revisit the scene of the crime.
If he did a different location each day, and I'm not saying that he should have, and if you get caught doing this and you want to point it back to me or say you heard about this on KFI, no. I'm not advocating for this. I'm saying these are the mistakes that he made. I don't know why he went back to the same beach. I don't know why he was handing it out himself. I don't know why he didn't take the time to at least make it look like a real ticket.
Again, this is not a smart criminal. Fortunately, not a smart criminal. And he's not part of a criminal enterprise that's going around city to city, targeting, maybe following elderly people home to see where they live, to ticket their cars. That would be the easiest way to go about it. But again, I'm not trying to give advice to criminals.
No.
You know, I watch a lot of criminal TV. I watch a lot of Law and Order, and I see how they get caught in the end of the episode. So I always think about these things.
I think Law and Order is a little bit more sophisticated with the nature of crime that they're dealing with. They're not dealing with fake parking tickets.
No, they're not. But they teach you how cops think and
yes,
how they go about coming after you, how they know how to find you.
I always think about the literal paper trail. Which, and there was literal paper here, and there's also the electronic trail
yes.
that he was leaving. He was 19. I don't expect him to be a mastermind, but at the same time, he didn't quite think it through. He only thought it through as far as how can I get people's money, not how can I stay out of jail.
Yes. And the thing about it is, an individual like this and all young people out there, look to the FTX guy. It doesn't matter how high you go on your criminal enterprise level, you're going to get caught.
And this is what I always say. I understand if someone thinks that if he or she should do this one thing, they can fundamentally change their life and end all their money problems. I don't agree with ever doing that, but at least I understand the mentality. What I don't understand is someone thinking that they can nickel and dime their way to changing their life financially. Like, in other words, when someone robs a 7-Eleven, and it happens often.
Yeah.
That $200 or $300 that you get, if that, is not worth going to jail for the next 10, 15 years.
No, it's not. Did you see the story about the four ladies that went in and stole the safe?
Yeah.
They walk, they go in there, they take the literal safe and go out in a shopping cart. It's $9,000. All four of them can serve some 15 to 20 years for $9,000 to split between four people. That's a stupid crime.
Now, the only other side of this, there are stupid criminals. And let's be honest, we're going to talk about the stupid victims when we come back.
Yeah.
If you are still getting romance scammed at this point in 2023 almost, that's your fault. This is the John and Ken Show. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. John and Ken Show. I'm Mo Kelly in for John and Ken. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And of course, you know me as the host of the Mo Kelly Show Saturdays and Sundays, or I should say this final Saturday and Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. and 7 to 10 p.m. respectively. You can always find me on social media at Mr. Mo Kelly. That's MrMokelly, or my personal website, MrMokelly.com. And if you go there right now, in terms of MrMokelly.com, you will see the isolated interview between me and Jay Leno from yesterday. A lot of great feedback on that. That was a great moment. for me personally, and hopefully we'll have more of those in the future, wherever I might be, whatever I might be doing in 2023, whenever we get around to that. Last segment, I was talking about dumb criminals. And there are some dumb victims now. I mean, let's be fair. It's not always on the criminals. Sometimes when I say victims, like you kind of brought it on yourself. I know you remember this, Twala. Remember AOL Instant Messenger? AOL Instant Messenger or Yahoo Messenger, that was when people really started connecting in a real-time sense. You would have certain dating websites, but the Instant Messenger was how you could meet random folks and might have been catfished. You didn't know necessarily, but you were getting to know a lot of people rather quickly online.
Yeah.
And I can understand how some people could get taken in those circumstances. But no one can claim innocence anymore. No one can claim, like, I just didn't know. You should know at this point, if you've spent any time on the internet, you don't know who you're talking to, basically, unless you've met that person. And if you have to go to another continent to meet that person, there's a good chance it's a scam. Now, I've never had a transatlantic or multi-continent relationship. Like, I haven't met someone in South America and we're just talking on the internet. No, that's never happened. Never.
No long distance love.
No, not any longer than like maybe a couple of states, and we had actually already met in person, you know,
in the other state. Got right. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay.
So if I tell you about this LA man who met a woman, air quotes, online, and they talked for about 3 months, chatted online for 3 months, and then he decided to go meet her in Colombia. That's mistake number four at that point. Because the whole point of, look, I will, if anything, I will pay for you to come to Los Angeles. Because okay. If I'm paying, I want to have
control.
At least of the situation.
Yes.
Or I'll go half and she would go half. This is all hypothetically. I'm married now, okay?
You want to dictate the terms. I got you.
Dictate the terms. But if I'm going to go to Colombia and I don't know you other than chatting online with you, that right there is suspect. That is really suspect. Well, anyhow, this guy went to Colombia. When he got there, he met the woman. And at the first meeting, a man showed up, in addition to this woman, robbed him of $6,000 and his cell phone. He's filed an incident report with the local prosecutor's office. It's Colombia now, okay?
Yeah.
It's Colombia. I mean, he could file a report with George Gascon. Same thing would have happened. Would have been absolutely nothing. But my point is, you're in Colombia. What the hell are you doing in Colombia?
Okay. All right. Look, let's go through
this. Don't try to explain this away.
No, let's go through this. We have to look at how lonely this man was. Loneliness is a real thing, and that is how a lot of these scammers are able to take advantage. That is how they take advantage of the elderly with those bank wire fraud scams to some prince in Zaire or whatever. That is how they do it, because you have these older people who are lonely and are just enjoying the conversation. Next thing you know, they're bilked out of thousands of dollars.
There is no conversation that's good. That is that good.
If this is a dateless man who's been just gaming his whole life and talking to people in other countries on Roblox or whatever it is he's doing, he could easily have been duped by this beautiful woman. Because now, versus AOL days, you're seeing images. She's probably sending him all types of tantalizing pictures
of
to
somebody.
Say, come and see me in Colombia. You know,
look, I would have gladly stepped in and introduced him to, he's local, LA. I mean, I could hook him up with some friends, you know, and they could offer conversation and more.
Possibly, Mo. I'm just saying, I feel for this guy. My heart goes out to someone who's that lonely in today's age that they still fell for it.
I've never been that lonely where I'm willing to risk thousands of dollars. And we've worked in the music industry long enough where people come at us all sorts of ways, like, can you help? Or, you know, I just need a little money for this, that, and the other. There's always an opportunity to someone to take money off your hands.
And to take it full circle to the top of the hour, how much was the flight to Colombia? So he's out that money, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. I think it's like in total he was out like some $6,000.
No, he was robbed of $6,000, not inclusive.
Not including the flight.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, and his cell phone. And his cell phone. So he probably couldn't even call anyone. He didn't have any contacts.
The cartel got him now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Quote, I wanted to have a serious relationship, but I have been robbed. Eduardo Villarreal flew to northern Caribbean coast city of Santa Marta before Christmas to meet the woman who has not been identified after chatting to her online for 3 months. No chat online is that good.
Okay.
No chat.
Okay. But we have also heard from rapper Cardi B, who before she became rapper Cardi B, how she was part of an enterprise that would lure men from the club to a hotel, and they get robbed there. That's locally. If it can happen locally, it can happen long distance, depending on the scam, depending on the grip.
But there's no alcohol involved. I can understand if you're at the club, you've had three or four drinks, and they're shaking that behind in front of you.
Yes.
And Cardi B can shake it, and she has some behind. I get that. We are simple in that regard. But there's no conversation which is sexy enough online to make me get on a plane to go to Colombia to meet someone to have a match.
If she's shaking it online, saying, hey, turn on your camera, watch me shake it. Wouldn't you like to see me shake this in person? Come to Colombia and come to this beautiful place. What you just listened was that?
It's on the coast of
the water of Colombia. Come and check us out. This is what I'm doing here. I want to see you in person. I'm too poor to fly to you.
I will buy you a ticket on Southwest Airlines.
Look, he probably was like, I'm going to go. It's a great vacation for me. I've never been outside of L.A. For him, the farthest he's probably traveled has probably been Vegas.
Well, why couldn't you meet like halfway? It just seems to me.
Who's meeting halfway?
I don't. Miami.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's be honest. Eric, have you flown to meet someone that you've never met in person?
Absolutely not.
Mark Rahner, have you flown to meet someone, and this is assuming romantic inclination, have you flown to meet someone that you had never met in person?
Do I seem like a rube to you?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Dana?
Of course not.
Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't even let myself get flown out.
Now, I can say I've flown someone out.
I have flown some people out. I have flown some people out. So that's why I'm saying, I hear you, Dana, but I've flown some people out.
Yes.
I mean, if I don't know you, then that's different, right? I'm sure you knew the girl.
Okay, no. That's true. No. The two that I have flown out, I did not.
I can't say that I knew.
Oh, yeah. No, no. Yeah, yeah. No, no. I knew.
Are you talking about biblically new?
Because I'm talking about biblically new. I don't know your family. I don't know where you live. I just know you in the biblical sense.
I have flown out women that we had not spent physical time with each other, but we kind of knew each other. There was a point of reference.
You knew the name.
Knew the name and. Gosh, I can't tell this whole story.
I will say from going to a new music seminar, there was a young lady that I had met in New Orleans, and it was a very good meeting in New Orleans.
Right.
And I then wanted to continue that meeting and have more of that type of meeting at new music seminar. And she was flown out for that.
Get out of my life. I was in New Orleans. I was in New Orleans for a music convention, and I met this woman. Nothing happened, but we did meet each other.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And it was just that night, nothing happened. We had maybe an hour conversation. She was working for No Limit. I was working for, I think, Interscope Records at the time. No, okay. Warner Brothers Records. Then the week after that, I flew her out to San Francisco. And we met in San Francisco, and I remember we met up for like my 30th birthday.
Nice.
No, it did not end nice. I mean, it was nice at the time.
No, I'm at just that saying. Time.
It was the time.
Yes.
Remember, I was telling you about
the connection, and I knew him, and I have not said jack squat to him ever again since you told me how it went down.
Okay, so you know exactly what
I know
I'm talking
exactly
about.
What you're talking about. Yes, I remember that.
Stay away from Creole women. That's all I can say.
Hey, word to your mother.
So don't go to New Orleans is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes. No, watch out. I had the one I flew out to New Music Store, Creole woman, and it was wild. And where was New Music that year? It was in maybe Oklahoma, somewhere, wherever the Grand Ole Opry is.
Nashville.
So flew her out to Nashville.
Mm-hmm. I flew her out to Nashville too. Get out of my life. Get out of my life. Are you sure it's not the same woman?
It better not be because it is real bad.
KFI AM 640, John and Ken Show. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.